from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Lenny Macklin Sr., age 50 at the time of this interview.
I'm 6 of 9, 5 boys, 4 girls. I grew up on the west side called West End, born 1965. Childhood was good. The neighborhood I was in, down on Wabash Street, it was a bunch of families, and every family had a big family. Like, the average family was like 7-plus kids at that time. So it was pretty joyful, a lot of fun, good time. My inspirations comes from the people around me and my family. To do better, to help other people, that's my inspiration. The goals, owning my own home, graduate high school, graduate technical school, get in a car, and just try to live a good life. Try to stay out of trouble, have fun. The best day of my life, when my son and daughter was born. When my children were born, growing up with a big family and seeing that happen, it just brought joy to myself. It made me step up and try to be a parent like my parents. It's a life changer. You want to try to do the best thing for your family. It makes you a better person, at least for me it did. But I had my certain goals set, and then my career has changed. What I did was, when I went to school for one thing, it led to another. I went to school for cabinetry. I got jobs doing that, and then I went to school for heavy equipment and led to that, which led me to get my CDL, commercial driver's license. And then when things slowed up, I was able to drive a truck. So one thing led to another. To keep things afloat, that's what I did, start driving. So more or less, all that came about. When I lost a job that a few people pushed me to get, and I messed it up along the way. I was younger, some personal stuff, and when I got fired, that was a pretty low point in my life. And a lot of people were behind me to get this job and all that, and I felt I let them down. But in the long run, they had my back. They wasn't disappointed because I kept on pushing. I didn't give up when I lost that job. So I was down on myself for a minute, but I got up, dusted myself off, and kept on going. The houses are nice around here. We got nice people. We got a couple of little rotten eggs, but that's all right. Everybody has those. But yeah, sure, it's a nice place to live. I ain't going nowhere. And the change I'd like to see is more diversity for the young kids around here, to be more active in the community, to help to bring the community up and running so they can be involved, so they won't be hanging out in the corners doing nothing. What I like to make really in Sheridan is to get these kids more active in the community, have something for these guys to do. We need them to do something else besides hanging on the corners and all that. And then that's like, hang on the corners, you'll get in trouble. So we give them something to do or someplace to go to do it, then they'd be more active, take pride in their community, have them clean up the community, have them get more involved. Get what you guys need to get to bring this community up. A lot of people take pride up in this area, and a lot of city don't notice that. Only time they notice this area is when there's violence. That's it. We're going to try to go backdoor on some of these things. Go grassroots type of style. Do it ourselves. Don't worry about these people downtown. We'll get it done ourselves, and we'll show them. And bring this community back up. It's a good community. I love this community. It's central located. You got the busway. You got the airport right there. You got town right there. We're central. Try to stay out of trouble. Try to be open-minded. Try to listen and not to be heard all the time. And also try to understand whoever you're trying to talk to or get advice from, that more or less the person you're approaching are probably done it already, especially an older person. Been there and done that. So try to take their advice and do the best you can. Don't be hard-headed. Set your goals as high as you can, but don't get too upset if you don't reach them. Start from the bottom, work your way up. Then if you can't get to the top, then keep knocking at the next one. Then go to the next one, go to the next one. But don't never be afraid to ask for help. Everybody needs help around here. So that's one thing we're trying to do around, to help everybody achieve what they can achieve. If you're not taking education seriously, that means you're not taking life seriously. You're not taking nothing seriously. If you can't take education seriously, what else can you take seriously? That's where it starts at. Without education, how are you going to go forward?
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Ben Beyer, Devontae Duhl, and Alonzo Kidd. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.